Celebrating music. Celebrating life. Men and women, free, without a worry. Then, when I woke up, I realized I want to be in that moment.
Drop the needle and crank up the fucking volume. Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? I'm sorry, but the police are here. They've asked us to stop the party.
Legends here on the stage, Vinny Vici. This is the State of Trance Festival. And the tour continues the 26th of March. We'll host an area again on Ultra Music Festival. More news about that very soon with a pretty epic lineup. Besides all the great music, we had an amazing group of people that have been cycling here in the Jaarbeurs in Utrecht all night to raise money for cancer or the fight against cancer. Bastian here, he was part of the team. Could you tell us something more about it?
Yeah, sure. We've been with five people. We started at 8, been cycling all night, actually till 4. And then we were quite dead, actually.
And you raised money for?
For the research for cancer.
Fight against cancer?
Fight against cancer, yeah.
Alpe d'Huez.
Alpe d'Huez, big Dutch event on the 1st of June in the French Alps. And we're going to do the Alpe d'Huez 6 times on one day.
6 times. And so how many times did you cycle to the Alpe d'Huez, in fact, virtually, tonight?
I think with all of us, 16 times.
16 times.
So it was a good training.
Here in the Jaarbeurs.
Here in the Jaarbeurs.
That is so amazing, man. I just want to say hats off to you guys for raising money for that cause. Is there any email, any website that people can go to if they want to support your cause?
Yes, they can go to the Facebook page, We Armada. And they can find all info in there.
We Armada.
Yes.
If you support this cause for the fight against cancer.
Thank you.
Fresh off the stage of the Who's Afraid of 138 area, welcome back Brian Carney.
Hello.
Make some noise for Brian Carney, people. Since since we don't have a visual feed on that area, could you give us a little bit of an insight what happened during your set? You said the crowd was amazing, was one of the highlights.
For me, it was so enjoyable. I've been building up to this gig since the start of January. I took January off to work on new music, played like 6 or 7 new tracks for myself, 9 new tracks from the label, and just from start to finish, I enjoyed every single moment. So
you're very productive, eh? Releasing a lot of music, but all high quality.
Yeah, I want to keep that standard up to a high level, but just keep coming at a steady rate now as well. I'm really, really focused on... I think John was speaking to you earlier on. He was telling you about the Key 4050 thing.
Yeah, there's a new side project coming of Brian Carney and John O'Callaghan.
We basically have an album worth of stuff made.
And
we're coming out with a live project later this year, which we're still in the process of all sorting out, but it's something really, really exciting.
Well, we're all very massive fans. This week, actually, on the show, on the regular State of Trance radio show, we played your brand new tune, Adrenaline.
You did, thank you very much.
But it was featured on John's label, right?
It's on Subculture on the 24th.
But you have your own label, so how does that work? You just like to...
I like branching out. I don't like to do one thing. I like to do things on different labels, like I did By My Side on Armin last year, which did really well. So I don't like to just stick to one label. I want to do it on a lot of different places.
Because we're massive fans of your car. Carnage label as well, doing really well. Any big things coming on that label?
I played like 9 new tracks off the label tonight, and you'd be the first person to get them, so they're all on the way.
Well, thanks again, man. Thank you so much for coming all the way to Utrecht. Brian Carney, a legend.
Thank you very much.
And gentlemen, Brian Carney!
Thank you.
And there's another legend, just it's so hard to keep up even. Actually... Before I go to the next guest, I have some really, really cool news, because Brian has just mixed the new edition of the Who's Afraid of 138 compilation. News about that coming really, really soon, right?
It is. It is indeed.
You're productive, man. Unbelievable. And here's the man that will close the Who's Afraid of 138 stage. Mark Sherry, make some noise, people!
Hi, Armin.
He's played here many times, but he's such a legend. One of my favorite tunes, Follow Me, is actually on your label. It's your version, and it's doing so well. And on this regular State of Trance radio show, played a lot of stuff from Outburst and from yourself. How's it all going, man?
It's all going really well just now, Armin, and we can't thank you enough for all the support you give us every week. It's fantastic.
What do you think of I've been asking this to a lot of people tonight. What do you think a lot of people are saying, that trance is making a comeback? Is that what you feel as well?
Well, you know what, I think it's always been here for all of us, but it's definitely making a big resurgence just now, and I think a lot of the guys, like, who maybe changed styles over the last few years, they're definitely noticing that trance and the whole tech trance thing is coming back in a big way, and it's good for all of us at the end of the day. You know, it's a really big thing that's happening.
Yeah,
and we're all enjoying the comeback, you know.
So what can people expect? What are you going to rock out tonight in your set?
I've got a lot of new stuff. I've done a remix of Marcus Schultz, The New World, so I'm going to play that tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've got a new single, a new solo single. I've got a collab with Second Phase.
Oh, wow.
Second Phase guys from Glasgow, they're doing so much, like, really cool stuff for Outburst just now. And I've also done a bootleg of a really big rock track, but I'm not going to tell you anything about it just now. But I'm going to play it like halfway through my set, and I'm really aiming to try and get everybody singing it along on the dance floor, so I'm really, really, really excited about it.
Yeah. Okay, give us one word from the title. One word.
Crying.
Crying, okay.
But I don't want people to cry. I want people to
Okay, we get it. Mark Sherry in the studio.
Thanks, Simon.
Thank you.
And if you want to catch his set, just head over to asod.tv, click Who's Afraid of 138, and then 4:45 Central European time, you can catch his entire set. The Yarburs, Holland, and the surroundings are truly shaking. And I'm not just saying this, it really is shaking because of the heavy beats of Vinny Vici. raise your hands. Come on, come on, put them up, put them up. Make some noise for Vinny Vici. Come on. Coming to you live from Utrecht. The party ain't over yet. Again, if you want to watch us live, asad.tv. You're just listening to the main stage set right now from Vinny Vici. And I'd like to give a very, very warm welcome to Psytrance legends right here joining me in the studio. Coming soon!
Thank you!
Okay, I have to ask this. Why the name Coming Soon? I mean, that's such a special title.
You know, we started as a joke, you know, we didn't know which which name to choose. We started the project, we didn't know, we wasn't sure if to do this project at all, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then the Coming Soon name came up, you know.
We didn't have a name, so we put Coming Soon.
Yes.
Like the name's gonna come soon. And in the end, just what happened, we left with it, you know.
I think it's a pretty clever name. How did your set go down in the Psytrance stage?
Amazing.
What was the atmosphere like? Was it like a true Psy atmosphere, or was it more...
It was a true Psy atmosphere, definitely. It was fucking amazing, you know, and we loved it.
So what's coming up for Coming Soon?
Actually, we've got a lot of coming up, you know. We're working now a little bit with Ben Nicky and Wayo and Ace Ventura. We have a lot of new tracks coming up, and a new EP coming in like 2 months.
Okay.
Basically, we now doing a lot of shows in the States and Europe. So we're building the name more with kind of visuals, and we're trying to bring a stage up and something, you know.
Is Psytrance more popular now than 2-3 years ago?
Much more popular.
More popular.
Yes.
So your diary is filled.
It's not just in Israel now, and Brazil.
Well, we're not arming yet, but. But yeah, it's good. It's going good. We love it. You know, cool. People are giving love now. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming, and we hope to see you sometime very soon.
Thank you very much.
Okay, happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
Coming soon, ladies and gentlemen. Yay! And we have another great clip from Veronica. She's walking around here in the area, looking at the atmosphere, how everything's going. And she actually followed Orjan Nielsen to his set.
Excuse me to interrupt. Hi, I'm Veronica. Nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much.
How are you feeling this night?
Oh, I'm kind of nervous.
Are you?
Really excited though. But yeah, I'm a little bit nervous, yeah.
So do you have any rituals before doing your set?
Not really. I used to back in the days, but right now I'm just trying to chill, get a couple of drinks, talk with friends, and that keeps me calm.
Oh. Yeah, of course you're sweating.
Yeah, what's the thing?
Give this man some water. Wait, first reaction.
Insane.
Bloody insane.
One of the best experiences I've had. It's amazing. Oh, I'm so tired.
And I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sky. Oh, I keep saying it. Goosebumps. Oh, this is really cool, guys. Oh.
Thank you, Veronica, with Orjan Nielsen on the main stage. Let's go back live to Vinny Vici from Utrecht.
Tick, 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 tick So guys, the collab with Armin is blowing up. What are you gonna do tonight? Because this is the first time you're gonna be playing the main stage for State of Trance. I know you guys are gods with mashups, so you must have prepared something.
Yeah, we were planning it like for 2 months. We created a lot of cool mashups, new tracks as well, and we are very excited and we are looking forward to it.
So now you had a bit of a taste to release stuff with Armind, and can we expect something on Who's Afraid of 138 in the future?
Yeah, maybe. Actually, I just sent a message to Armin a few days ago, telling him that we have something planned for him, and he's excited to hear it. And yeah, we just gonna finish it in a few days and send it over, and that's it, where it's gonna be released, hopefully.
And what's the next release gonna be for you guys?
Our next release is gonna be on the 10th of March, I think. It's be released on Iboga Records, so look forward to it.
ASOT 800 Celebration. A State of Trance 800.
kashilade wo hitikade hoyate nagetankade tonkashilade hakisitade hoyate wiya wakana nehibi wiya nakasejina hoyate eh